So, okay, it's me again, Jason. It's been a long time since I didn't participate in this group because of what happened in our area. We lost electricity, then we lost our net. But right now, all is good here. So I am going to just read the questions and I will answer it. I will answer it all the way. I'm not prepared. I will just answer it. Tell me, why do you study English? For me, I study English, of course, for my future job. If I'm confident enough in my English, it easily for me or for those who know how to speak English to have the job. And I study English for my hobby. I really don't know about this. I know I can understand English, but it's hard for me to communicate. Thank you to English Club because every day that I've gone there, I've been in love to English right away. Number two, if there's is any future for you as for using English, of course, future for me, I will understand anything written in English. I can understand any English speaker whom will talk to me. If that's so, what will happen? If in the future, if I have the chance to go to any places, I can use English as my tool to communicate with them, because you know, English is, I think it's our medium in communicating to a people who doesn't know my dialect, or maybe if you have different dialects so you can communicate in English. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared. I will just answer all of the questions. If you need English in your everyday life, or if you just think it as a hobby, I think they're both. I think I need English in my everyday life because because every day I use my computer and in internet, all of the browsers, all of the site, most of the site, I think, are written in English, so you can understand what the contents very well. Or if you just talk it as a hobby, take not talk that it's a hobby. I think right now English is my hobby and I am so much enjoy learning English in fun ways. You know what? I'm just kind of like lazy person who doesn't want to take it seriously. That's why I'm always on the chat room if I'm free. So I consider it as a hobby right now. What is it good to communicate in English? It is good to communicate in English, of course. If you're talking to someone who doesn't know how to speak in your dialect, or you're in abroad, or you're talking to strangers, you can use English. I think English is a very well good medium to both understand each other. And of course, if you can understand English, and if you speak fluently in English very well, you are most likely to be looked like an educated person who know how to speak in English. Next question. Do you think English will be one day beaten by another one language? Oh no, I don't have any idea about this but for me, English will not be beaten because most of the entertainment, like movies or movies, books are written in English, and I don't think that this will happen. Next question, since when kids should study English? Since when kids should study English? At their first grade, because here in the Philippines, English is a necessary subject until you graduated. And next question, you can share something personal, like for how long have you been studying English and what are you doing to improve it? Actually, here in the Philippines, since we took our first grade of formal school, we have this English subject, so I am surely that most Filipinos can understand English. And what I am doing to improve my English, what I always do, I go on chat, I read anything that catch my attention, mostly current events, and sometimes I talk to Skype with some other people who are interested also in speaking English, so we both can practice our English well. Lucy, thank you. So this is my recording, so Lucy, thank you. I really miss recording myself this way. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared. I just answer all the questions. Okay, bye-bye.